Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Thanks to our good friends at Time Out Bookstore, and joining us on the line, we should have Suri. How's it going?
Morena, Johnny. Pretty well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good. Now, what is on the menu this morning for loose reads? What have you got for us as far as books and literature?
So today I've got Stag Dance by Tori Peters, which is like a novella and a collection of three short stories. Tori Peters might sound familiar to people listening in today. She's shortlisted for the Women's Prize for Detransition Baby, and she's really, really eloquent and outspoken about like her experience of being trans and how complicated that relationship to gender can be. So Stag Dance is honestly probably one of the best short story collections I've read in such a long time. It is outrageous. So the first story, it's like each story is written in the style of like a different genre, which I think keeps all the writing really fresh and also really unexpected. So the first one is this sort of realist dystopian short story, and it imagines a world where not just transgender people but also cisgender people are having to create their own sex hormones, and there are like these sort of illicit markets where people get these hormones from these sort of feral pigs and illegally distribute them to people, trans and cisgender people. And, you know, it's sort of these animals are so like feral and riled up with all these like hormones coursing through them and that they've been injected with as well. And you kind of see this play out in the humans that take them. It's also such an interesting look at like our understandings of gender, and even like, yeah, looking at how without these sex hormones, the difficulties in differentiating between like cisgender and transgender people in the story. And she sort of imbues like this really, a lot of really interesting ideas that I think reminded me a little bit of reading like Judith Butler's Gender Troubles, which is, yeah, this like heightened idea of all the things that we understand of gender are, you know, sort of normatively driven rather than biologically. So, yeah, it's such a good book. Quite scary, the first story, I thought. And then the second story is like the, is called The Chaser. And again, that's a slightly different genre. It looks at a boarding school romance. It's sort of like coming of age. And it looks at this young boy who starts yearning for his roommates at like this boarding school dorm. And his roommate's like a little bit effeminate. But he starts wondering whether it's that he, whether this like yearning for his roommate is like a want to be romantically involved, or does it turn into this kind of complex desire that he has to be seen in the same way as this like effeminate person rather than the kind of masculine body that he's living in. But it's also like really tender and beautiful, and it's like quite an insane like mood shift from the first story. It's almost a little bit more like, I don't know if anyone listening has read Ellen Hollinghurst, who writes like, you know, quite beautifully about like queer romance. This feels a little bit more akin to that, but still asking, I think, like really interesting and urgent questions. And then the third, the title story, Stag Dance. This one was so buzzy, so, so good. When I started reading it, it kind of reminded me of like Dennis Johnson's Train Dreams or like an Elmore Leonard book. It's like almost like a Western. It's set in the 1900s, and it looks at this group of what they call timber pirates who are illegally felling trees. And of course, as you can imagine, most of the men doing this, it's all men who do this job in the 1900s, and most of the men in there are, like, incredibly, like, sort of masculine and what you would stereotypically associate with, like, someone doing, like, hard labor. And they have this sort of ritual where they have, like, this annual dance, and they... You have to choose whether you want to be yourself, or, you know, the kind of gender that you present, or you can choose for the evening to be, I guess, like a woman. They have these little pins that you pin on yourself, and there's like an understanding that if you wear that pin, you'll be courted by the rest of the men there. And it's such a it's such a fascinating story, because, you know, the people that they expect to wear the pin, you know, the sort of more lithe, maybe like more slightly beautiful people, do end up taking it. But then the protagonist of Stag Dance, is kind of bumbling, bigger, and what he describes, Dave Bunyan, he describes himself as like quite ugly, and he's got, like, all these obtuse angles in his face. He's the least effeminate of the group there, and he decides, he sort of feels like this jolt of want and desire, and there's something stirring in him when he sees everyone else wearing these pins, and decides that he wants to be courted for the night, which, of course, like, kind of throws all of these timber sellers off their guard. He's like the least expected to want it. And that story ends up being, incredibly, like, funny and jarring, but also, like, really moving. And then the third story, The Masker, looks at the sort of what they call, like, this young doll, a drag performer who gets, like, two invitations on one night, one from, like, a mystery man who knows nothing about, that holds this kind of, like, darkness within him, or, you know, an older trans woman who's yearning for friendship and also wanting to seize this kind of naivety and this youth and, you know, almost childlike quality in this young drag performer, and sort of wants to protect them and offers sisterhood. And you could, I won't say what the drag performer chooses for the night, but it is such an interesting sort of look at, like, you know, when you're sort of coming into understanding your gender, also holds, like, an understanding, or a newfound understanding of your own sexuality. And sometimes, like, the, you know, hormone-driven decisions that we make are not always the ones that we should be making. But, yeah, all of these stories are amazing and outrageous and messy, and I think really deal in non-linear ways with questions about sexuality and gender and trans womanhood, that there's no easy answers to find in this book, and not a lot of happy endings. So if you're looking for that, I think stay away from Stag Dance. But if you're looking for something that's going to sort of, like, set your arm hairs on fire a little bit, I think that Stag Dance is amazing. And it really reminded me a lot of Sam Tucani's Please Call Me Jesus, both books that look at sort of queer desire in this, like, you know, really interesting and raucous way. And Tori Peters will be coming to New Zealand in May for the Writers'
Festival. Oh, awesome.
Nice. Yeah, I think it's on the Saturday the 18th. And I'm definitely, after reading this, I'm booking tickets to watch her. I think she's incredibly intelligent and has a lot to say. So if you find yourself with nothing to do on a Saturday afternoon on the 18th of May, I would highly recommend popping down to listen.
Ah, there we go. And, of course, you can pick up Stag Dance. It's out now. And where, so on the shelf at Time Out Bookstore?
on the shelf at Time Out Books and retails at about $37. And I think we've only got a couple left at the moment. She's been super, super popular, so strong recommendation for me.
Oh, excellent. Get in quick and then catch Tori Peters at the Writers' Fest.
Great. That's right, in a month's time. Thank
awesome.
You.
Hey, thanks, Suri, and a big shout out to Time Out Bookstore. Thank you, team.
Thanks, buddy. Bye.
That was Loose Reads.